Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
The Volume.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's the code Shannon. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of Nightcap. I am your favorite uncle, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire. You know what? From Liberty City. Yeah. He did make the Pro Bowl. Yeah, he was an all-pro.
Yeah, right.
He led the league in receiving.
I did.
But he's known from being from Liberty City. He reps Liberty City.
Yeah, yeah, from the county, from the bottom. That's what they
from
call it.
From the bottom, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
from the bottom.
Dade County, Dade County.
Yeah, yeah, one of Dade County's finest at that.
Okay, Dade County's finest.
Yeah, that's
he
me.
Is Chad Ocho Cinco Rosado Johnson, hyphenated Johnson, that is. Please make sure you hit that like button. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. And thank you guys again for selling out Shea by LaPortier. We're trying to get your orders as ASAP. Sorry for any inconvenience that we may have caused with the backlog, but thank you again for your patience. We have the link pinned in the chat, and we're taking pre-orders only. Moving forward, we're going to do our best job. I think we can handle the volume now. We got the distillery working overtime to fill it, and we're getting shipments in every 2 weeks. So as we start to open up more location states like Florida, California, Texas, Virginia, Pennsylvania, obviously, we're going to have orders to fill that. So we're going to make sure we'll be able to have us coming to a city near you, and we're going to be able to fill all online orders. So thank you again for your patience. Please make sure you go follow my media company. It's called at Shea Shea Media. That's my media company, at Shea Shea Media, and my clothing company, at 84 Cloth. That's 84 spelled out. So go ahead, drop your number on the site to 84.com. That's Ocho Cigars. They're back in stock.
Yeah.
Please make sure. Let's go on and clean them out again, because we don't want them to keep nothing in stock. That's 85cigars.com/shop. That's 85cigars.com/shop.
Yeah.
Ocho, let's jump right into it. Woo, man, the Timberwolves beat the brakes off the Nuggets again. And they did it without Rudy Gobert. They held the reigning champs to 80 points at home, held Nikola Jokic to 16 points. Mm. And they blocked 12 shots, which is seven more than the Nuggets, had five more steals than the Nuggets. And they head back home, having took two games from the Nuggets on the Nuggets home court. Jamal Murray is making money signs to the official, which will incur. Rudy Gobert did that. It cost him $100,000. This might cost him $250,000. And then he threw a hot pack on the floor to voice his frustration as he was sitting on the bench.
Right.
This to work. Go back to the playoffs last year and even this year. No team has made the Nuggets look as bad as what the Wolves has made them look in the last two games. Rob Pelinka, you see the difference? Athleticism. Look at Jaden Daniels. Look at Anthony Edwards. Look at Nikhil Walker-Alexander. Those guys, look at Karl Anthony Towns. Every loose ball to hit the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. The Lakers are two loose balls away from winning two games. The one, they had a three-point lead. Mm-hmm. Aaron Gordon gets the loose ball over Austin Reeves, kicks it out, a three ball. Again, Aaron Gordon gets a loose ball over LeBron James, D'Lo, three ball to Jamal Murray. They're two loose balls away.
Mm-hmm.
You see how they're making Jamal Murray look? Three of 18 from the floor, 0 of 4 from the two-point line, from the three-point line. Mm-hmm. Nikola Jokic, they're challenging him, 5 of 13. He only got off 13 shots, 16 points, 16 rebounds, 10 assists. Not nearly enough. And four turnovers. The athleticism. Mm-hmm. The confidence that this series goes back to last year.
Right.
Because even though the Nuggets beat them in five games, they felt that, like, man, we were in every ball game. A play here, play there. We could have won those games. Where they're not making it a play here, a play there. This is the worst I've seen the Nuggets look in a playoff game in the last 2 years.
Listen, it looked like a bunch of young kids, man.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of young kids playing against the older group, and the older group is not as fast anymore. They don't have youth on their side. Now, I'm saying they do have some young players, obviously, on the Nuggets, but I'm just saying how it looks from my point of view. And, dog, I'm not sure if Ant-Man didn't have a crazy game. He didn't go out, 30, 40-point game. But I think his energy in general has rubbed off on everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
His charismatic, what's the word I'm looking for?
Personality. He exudes confidence.
And I think it's rubbed off on everybody else. Where everybody else has that confidence that, you know what, we really believe, hell, we could win this damn series too.
Yes.
We could win this series too.
Yep.
I don't want to call the Wolves the boogeyman, similar to like the boogeyman in a sense, because they really do believe we have a chance in this series. Now, you're a betting man. You probably know the odds as far as this series is concerned. Who is a betting favorite to win the series? Be honest.
The Nuggets were.
Prime example on why I think they're playing the way they're playing. And obviously, there plays a little luck in it as well. The balls, paws are bouncing their way in certain situations as well. As opposed to when the Nuggets play the Lakers and the balls, obviously towards the end of the game, one went to Aaron Gordon, Murray hitting the shots at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to this game, and obviously defense and hustle is why they scored. I mean, but this might have been the lowest, the lowest. Was it 80 points?
They scored 80.
That's the lowest they've had in what? How long?
Like, man, look here. They had the most they scored in any quarter was 25.
Right.
They had two quarters in which they got 20, and another quarter in the second quarter they scored 15. It's hard to win games scoring 80 in today's game. You're not going to win very many ball games scoring 80 points in today's game. Normally, teams have 80 to 85 by the end of the third quarter.
That's all hustle. That's all hustle and want to. And that feeling like, you know what? Y'all beat us before, but we were in every game.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we ain't let nothing slip through our hands at all. And they taking advantage of the opportunities.
They're making it very difficult. They're challenging everything. That's why you see a team that had 12 blocks. Mm-hmm. They're challenging everything. They're not nothing easy. They're blocking Jokic's shot from the back. Mm-hmm. They're not conceding anything. Karl Anthony Towns is making Jokic play through him. He can bother him. He's 7 foot tall, as is Jokic. But he's making it work on the other end. Although he's trying to guard Gordon, but when they're doing a great job of moving the ball, they have a great point guard in Mike Conley who can whatever style of play that you want to run. He can run the pick and roll. He can shoot the three. He can speed it up if he needs to.
But slow it down.
The difference is Ant-Man. They don't have an answer for Ant-Man. And then when Cat is doing what he's doing, he can pull your big out. He can post up Aaron Gordon. He's doing a great job on the glass. Boy, the Nuggets are going to have to play the game of their lives.
Yeah, when they go to Minnesota, to
Or they're going to get swept.
Yeah.
They got to play because the Wolves have made them look pedestrian. They've made them look ordinary. And that's not to take anything away from the Nuggets. The Nuggets are a very good team. We know they're the reigning defending champ.
Right.
They're going to have the MVP and Nikola Jokic. But the Wolves, they're Wolves.
And the thing they're playing just like it.
Yeah. And that's what, Wolves are not the strongest, but most dogs hunt in packs.
Packs. Yeah, and that's a good one.
They run until their prey get tired. He gets exhausted. You can only run so long. And it's like, okay, we just gonna stay right here. And when you stop, we're gonna pounce. Timberwolves do an unbelievable job of that. And the Nuggets got their work cut out for them. They got their work cut out for them because, like I said, Jamal Murray, he's getting off to these slow starts.
Right.
And the difference is they got guys that can defend him and stay in front of him.
Yeah.
Unlike the Lakers didn't have anybody.
Right.
You try Austin Reeves, you try D'Lo, you try Torian Prince.
No.
Nothing. But Ant-Man says, okay, I'll try him. Jaden Daniels says, hey, I'll try him.
Right.
You get Nikhil Walker-Alexander, I'll try him. They can throw three different bodies at him. All brings different things to the table, but the T-Wolves look unbelievable, and they did this. They held them to 35% shooting from the field. They held them to 30% from the three-point line, and only 72% from a free throw. They only shot, 18 free throws. You can live with that. You're keeping them off the line.
Yeah.
You got Jokic going 5 of 13, inefficient. Jamal Murray, 3 of 18.
Right.
Michael Porter Jr., 4 of 12. KCP, 2 of 6. With those numbers, you can't beat.
Yeah.
It explains why you lost by 26 just looking at the numbers.
Right. You think Michael Malone should have been ejected for his outburst in the first half? Or was he right? Was he in his right to have?
I'm surprised he didn't get a tech.
Okay. Or at least a tech.
Yeah. Right. They're very hesitant to throw a head coach out in the playoffs.
Right. Okay.
I mean, he really got to crap on the floor in order to get. Yeah. Yeah. They're really hesitant. They're hesitant to throw any player out in the playoffs because they don't want it to impact
the game
one way or another.
Right.
So they're very lenient in letting guys do that. But give the Timberwolves credit. They outplayed them, and the Nuggets got their work cut out for them. They're gonna have to go regroup. The next game is when Thursday, Ash. I'm assuming Thursday. Maybe even Friday.
Well, hell, you're already in the hole now. You're already in the hole against these young Bulls that already believe they could win. Now you got to go down to Minnesota. You got to go down to Minnesota and play. Hell, the chance of them having a bad game at this point, now that they got confidence too? Oh, it ain't going to be no easy task. Hell, nope. I guarantee, listen, I'm not a bet man, and I don't know the line, but I guarantee the odds in Vegas have changed now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, the road team has won the first two games on the road. That doesn't know. I can't remember the last time that happened.
Yeah. Sometimes you want to steal one game. If you can steal one game on the road and give yourself a chance.
Hell, I'm greedy. I mean, if I'm going to cheat, you know what? Hey, people cheat on a test and get a B. Hell, if I'm going to run the risk of getting caught, I'm getting an A. I'm getting all these answers right.
Right.
I'm already cheating. I'm already in the wrong. I'm going to get 100. I ain't getting no 93. I ain't going to get no 87. I'm getting 100.
Yeah.
Oh, Shannon, you studied for this one. I sure did, Miss Kicklighter. F y'all. Bad A. I steal that first one. I'm trying for sweepstakes. I want it all. But the next game, game three, is Friday night in Minnesota.
You know what? I think I might. This Friday, right? I might have to go ahead and sneak down there, man, and see Cat in person, man. I'm you know what?
Cat or Ant?
Ant. Well, Cat too. Shit. Yeah. Shoot, I'm trying to see 7 feet. I'm trying to see 7 feet in the post, you know, mid range shooting from three. I'm trying to see all that, man.
Oh, okay.
You know?
The Knicks beat the Pacers, Ocho, 121-117, a game that came down to the wire. And Jalen Brunson was sensational again, especially in the fourth quarter, becoming the fourth player in NBA history with four straight 40-point games in the postseason. Brunson had 21 points in the fourth quarter. And he joined Hall of Famers Jerry West, who had six consecutive 40-point games in the postseason. Michael Jordan, Bernard King, all with four. Tonight, the Noble Boys, DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, and Jalen Brunson had 92.
Balling.
The rest of the Knicks had 29.
Hey, balling.
They balling.
Listen, they're
balling.
Josh Hart was cutting the food tonight.
Josh Hart, his offensive rebound, those rebounds, Ocho, kill you. Go ahead.
Critical. Very critical. And matter of fact, and on the rebounds, obviously getting the point, I'm not sure what the stat line is for when they've gotten rebounds and gotten points off of those rebounds as well.
Second chance points?
Yeah, made a killing.
Mm-hmm.
Made a killing. What was... Josh was 9 for 13 from the field.
Mm-hmm.
13 points, 8 assists, 3 steals, with 24 points. Hey, yep. Devchenko?
DiVincenzo.
Oh, did I say it wrong?
Yeah, DiVincenzo.
I know how to spell it, though.
Yeah,
DiVincenzo.
Yeah,
DiVincenzo. Oh, man, buddy was 10 for 17, man. 5 for 5 from 3.
No, 5 of 9.
You know what? Either my eye's bad.
Man, get it the F out your eye. You said he moved Harlem night with Snake Eye when he was calling nice. 7-7. Man, I got something in my eye. Well, get it the F out your eye, you blind
boy. You blind boy.
I ain't going to be too many more mofos.
Yeah. Okay, it is 5 for 9. Yeah, 5 for 9. 3 boards, 2 blocks, 25 points. Hey, I think Josh Hart was the engine, was the heart and soul to all this.
Oh, he always is.
Listen, even though Brunson had 40-some points.
43.
Yeah, had 43 points. Hell, 21 points and a half. That goddamn Josh Hart, man.
No, he had 21 points in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter. I think Josh Hart keep that thing together, man. He's everywhere on the court. I'm not calling him Dennis Rodman. I'm not saying he's Dennis Rodman, but he plays Dennis Rodman-like in a sense of just being nagging and being everywhere and having a knack for the ball.
I mean, he had 13 rebounds. He led both teams in rebounding. He had 4 offensive rebounds, so which allows you to get second-chance points. It allows you to get another crack at the basket.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing that. And he's giving you 24 points. Man, look here. If you let Josh Hart give you 24 points with those rebounds and you let Jalen Brunson do that, you make it extremely difficult on yourself.
Right.
Because they're just hoping that Josh Hart is do what Josh Hart does. Give you 10 to 12 points, you know, give you some, you know, rebounding.
Mm-hmm.
But you let him get 24, he had 24. DiVincenzo had 25. Brunson had 43.
Mm-hmm.
And you had OG gave you 13. Hartenstein gave you 13. Because you're going to lose the bench battle.
Mm-hmm.
The Pacers are the number one team as far as bench points. They're number one.
Right.
Okay. There are only 30 teams in the NBA, and the Knicks are 27th in bench production. So you're going to lose that battle. So your stars, and the question is, how long can they keep this pace? You look at OG Anunoby. He played 42 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Brunson played 44 minutes. Josh Hart played all 48 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
DiVincenzo played 44 minutes. Again, the Pacers said, look here. Let's try to make it a long series. We're those dogs that we talked about. We hunt in packs, and what we do, we tire our opponents out.
Right. I think the Knicks are suited very well based on the personnel they have, where they can play the same style of basketball as the Knicks. I mean, as the Knicks, as the Pacers, that run up and down fast.
No, they want to slow it down.
I mean,
they don't want that style of play. That's not, you don't, look, the Pacers are number one in points.
Right.
Now, what the Knicks are good at is defense.
Right.
They're number two in points allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their style of play. You don't want to get into, listen, I'm not trying to prove that I can beat you at your game.
Right.
Beat me at my game. If you beat me at my game, that's ain't nothing me. I can do about that, Ocho. Right. But right. I can't play into your hands, try to get up and down. Well, I'm going to show you, I'm going to beat them at your, I'm going to beat them at their game. But I'm looking at this, Tyrese Halliburton is going to have to be better. 6 points.
Yeah. You're going to need 8 much assists. More than that.
Bro, you led the league in assists. You got to give them. You got to give them at least 15 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
that. I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned with food-safe oils and ready to cook on right out of the box. With no use of coatings, you can use metal tools to flip, press, and scrape without worry. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. Everything rusts and nobody talks about it because they couldn't fix it until now. With Weber's new rust-resistant technology, your Weber will last for years. When used, our carbon steel griddle hardens and bonds the surface, reducing the ability for moisture to collect and rust to form. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. With the Weber Works Prep, Cook, and Store system, you can keep cooking and cleaning supplies handy, carry food and condiments from kitchen to the griddle, and even convert the side table into a prep station. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle.
Tonight, TJ McConnell was their best player. He played 22 minutes. He was 9 of 16. He was plus 9. He gave you 18 points. 3 steals, 3 assists, a rebound. But hold Halliburton got to be better.
The Knicks up.
Go ahead.
The Knicks up.
1-0.
Okay. Yeah. It was at the Garden, too. It was at the Garden.
Yeah. Ocho, I might make an adjustment. I might start Neesmith on Brunson. Nembhard is not a big enough body. He doesn't deter him from doing anything. He gets to wherever he wants to get on the court. And I'm not saying you can stop him, but you got to be something like a speed bump. Speed bump ain't gonna stop you. You're still gonna go fast. But I'll tell you what, you're gonna wreck your end if you go over me too fast. Mm-hmm. I got to deter you. Yeah. I got to make some shots difficult. Mm-hmm. He's getting to wherever he wants on the court, mm-hmm. and he's getting there with ease.
But look what he's done all season long with people that are tall, with people that have length, that people that are have an advantage over him because of height, because of size, and he's been able to get get to the spots he wants to and get shots off still because he uses his body very well, especially when he's driving. So I don't think size and length is going to really, really help when you have a player that's efficient as he is, especially when it's getting to the rim.
Size and length always matter. I'm just throwing that out of size and length always matters.
You know, are you taking a shot at me?
No, I'm just saying. Remember, they say it ain't the size of the ship, it's the motion of the ocean. But that's women to tell you, I want a luxury liner in my harbor. I don't want no rowboat. That's all I'm saying.
All right, we just talked about this last night, and I take offense to that.
Yeah. No, but I just think the thing is, because here's the thing, Ocho. Now we get, as the Pacers, mm-hmm. guess what? I don't got no another opponent tomorrow on Wednesday. I got the Knicks.
Right.
So I get to settle in. I get to, okay, this is what they do. This is mm-hmm. where they want to get. Right. Look, somebody else, if DiVincenzo gives you, okay, but the catalyst, the head is Brunson.
Right.
You can't let him get going as early as he got it going. Mm-hmm. I mean, you let him get it going in the first quarter, and then now he's in a rhythm.
Yeah.
You let any great player get into a rhythm, you can't stop it. I don't give a damn who you throw at him. At this point in time, he's done got a rhythm. You can throw whoever you want to throw at him. The basket is the ocean, and he just throwed it in there.
Yeah.
But I know I'm not starting them hard on him. Neesmith, you get the assignment. I'm going to try, because what do I got to lose?
Right.
But I also know one thing. Tyrese Halliburton got to play better than what he played last night.
Yeah.
He's got to play much better. 2 of 6. He gave you 2 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 turnovers, 6 points. Bro, he's an all-star. 6 points? Yeah. Nah, bro, that's not good enough. That is not good enough in order to get you to the level that you want to get. It's one game. The Knicks did what they needed to do.
You do, especially at home.
Win at home. Mm-hmm. Won a close ball game. It's always nice to win close ball games because it gives you the confidence that you can win that way. Right. It wasn't a blowout, and I don't think any of these games are probably going to be a blowout. But they got to find a way. They've got to find a way. Mm-hmm. The Pacers is to win one of these games, because based on the series, the Knicks have 4 games at home, the Pacers have 3. So the only way you can win the series is to steal one on the road and hold serve at home.
Right, at their home, okay.
Yep. Before we get into a news cap, Ocho, we're going to try something. 20,000 people in the chat right now. I'm going to ask you guys about these new nightcap mugs that I have. Huh? Yeah, we got these. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple of. Oh, chat. Y'all wasn't supposed to make me show these. Ocho don't know anything about these. See, chat, y'all set me up. Y'all set me up, didn't you?
Like every time it come to gifts, it come to awards, it come to fun collectible items. For some reason, they always end up on your end. And I learn about them on the show. Now you got 3 mugs. Now you know my color is black. I love black. So I'm curious. I'm curious. At what point does your partner in crime get one?
Hey Felix, you talking about you curious? Curiosity killed a cat. Hey chat, y'all like these? Hey chat, what y'all think about these?
I would like a mug. I would like a mug.
What we have here is the Ebony Connection, the Ebony collection of nightcap coffee mugs. As you can see, it's black with the highlighted nightcap in gold accent. Very heat sensitive. Heat. You can heat it up to probably about 400 degrees.
Yeah. 400? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 400. So damn. These are going up on the site in a couple of weeks.
Wait. Huh? You think I can get a cup or a mug to promote and let people know what's going on the site?
Hey, check this out.
You send me a link too.
Hey, what you gonna do? Okay. Make sure you subscribe to Nightcap on the YouTube right now. Second, go follow my media company, Shay Shay Media, on Twitter and Instagram. And Ash will select a new follower, a winner of both platforms, and mail each of you a mug. Ocho, you're ineligible to play.
Hey, I understand I'm ineligible to play, but I think I should have a mug as well to put on display and let the chat know.
Have you ever done anything? Gotten in trouble? because I probably got your mug. If you done anything that got in trouble. Oh, you talking about one of these mugs?
Yeah, I'm talking about one of these mugs.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were talking about a mug. You're talking about you got a mug.
Yeah. I mean.
Right now, the new followers at a club, at a nightcap, and excuse me, at Shay Shay Media on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think they might get theirs before you get yours.
You know what? I think it's probably because you don't got my address. I told you.
You didn't give it to me. Ash got it.
Ash, you know what? Railgate asked a new address.
We sent it to Tampa. So somebody drank it out of nightcap mugs in Tampa.
Ain't nobody in Tampa right now.
That whole house.
Ain't nobody there.
Somebody there.
Nah. Ain't nobody there.
Did y'all have y'all mail forwarded?
Yeah, everything forwarded here to the new house.
Well, I think somebody got it, Ocho. I swear.
Nah. Rare. Baby. They got your new address? All right. Yeah, she said y'all got it. She said she gave the address to Ash. So at any point, if you want to, you use Amazon. Jeff Bezos got next day. I could have that mug right there, that black mug you just showed the people on chat. That could be here tomorrow.
Well, we got three. And if you go follow my clothing company, 84 Clothing on Instagram, we'll mail a third mug. So we're about to give three mugs away. Hey, guys, one of these is supposed to be Ocho's. So y'all going to have Ocho's mug.
Matter of fact, if any of you win the mug, anybody in the chat that wins the mug, send me a DM and I give you my address and I pay you to send me that mug.
What? Ocho, that's day mug.
I'm deserving, though. I'm deserving. Like, it's nightcap. Uncle Ocho. You know how they had Rocket and Tubbs?
Yeah.
Huh? No, Sanford and Son?
It's Crockett and Tubbs.
What? I said it wrong?
Yeah, Sonny Crockett.
Oh, Crockett. Okay, my bad. But you know what I mean.
Rico, Don Johnson was Crockett.
Yeah. My bad. It's been a long time since I've seen the show.
With Tubbs. But it was close. We're close.
Yeah,
so all you have to do, go follow on Shay Shay Media on both platforms, Twitter and Instagram, and then follow my clothing line, the third person, 84 Clothing on Instagram, and you guys, Ash is going to select the winner before the night's over. But are you sure Ash got your number?
Yeah.
I mean, got your address?
Baby.
Ash said she ain't got it.
Nah, I ain't here. I can hear. She ain't say nothing. She got it because Real gave
Ash
it to
her. Ash shaking her head. Why would I lie to you?
She got it. She... Rail just said, yes, Ash them got it. And if Ash ain't got it, then Doug can give him the address. And so we can make sure.
Well, tell Doug to give it to us.
I don't understand. Every time it comes to some of the goodies that have come in, I have got nothing. I've got nothing. I ain't getting my plaques.
Oh, so you ain't got that. You ain't got that million.
It took you a month just to give me the gold plaque so I can hang up in my little room.
Didn't I just tell you?
Oh, you got my Funko. I ain't got my Funko. You just received an award. I see it sitting back there. I ain't got that.
Yes.
Oh, you put it back in the box? Okay, you're a real one. Definitely. Listen, you know what that's going to be.
But I want to keep them together. They're a trinity. You know, a trinity is three.
Trinity?
Yeah, a trinity is three. So now I got a quad. So this is LeBron. This is you. And then my other two. I don't want to break y'all up.
You got two. Y'all can break it up because I need that. I need that here. That's a collector's item. You know, I'm telling you that my Funko by 20 years from now, was going to be worth a pretty penny.
You really?
Oh, it's going to be worth a pretty penny. Yes.
Well, I better hold on to it then.
No. That's a one-on-one. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's part of my.
Why would I let you have it if it's going to be worth a pretty penny? I like pennies too.
Because it's me. It's me. I mean, why would you want to keep something that is me? I understand. You know, it's me. My kids. My kids don't want to see that.
How about this? I'll trade you. First take uncle for Ocho.
Nah, I'm good. I don't want none of that.
Take it or leave it.
I need my Funko, man. I need my Funko. I need my mug. I need my the award. What's the name of the award in the back behind you?
Oh, the synopsis award.
Yeah, I need my synopsis award because I want to be able to display these things behind me. And as you can see, I have nothing behind me except my nightcap sign. And I think it would be really dope to have.
Yeah, guess what? When we're at the Webby's, guess what? You and I walk on stage and you'll get the Webby.
Hey, and we gonna walk on stage?
Yes.
Hey, what you wearing? What you wearing? What you wearing?
I haven't really thought about it.
Look here, man.
Huh. Ocho.
Yeah.
You gonna walk on the award.
Right.
I walk on the stage, and if they only have one award, right, you can take it home.
You got there right. I'm gonna make sure whoever's presenting, I'm gonna make sure they put it in my hands.
Oh, you gonna grab it, huh?
Oh, I'm gonna grab it. Listen, and then I got a speech. I got a speech written out. You wanna hear it?
No. We'll save it.
No? Okay, yeah. I wrote out a speech. It's about 5 minutes long. As long as they don't cut me off, we're gonna be all right.
They ain't got no 5 minutes, Ocho.
Huh?
We ain't got no 5 minutes.
No.
You get like 30 seconds.
Whoa. That is what we not going to do. I need to thank. There are people that I need to thank. I need to thank your team. I need to thank my team. I need to thank the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And there are other people I need to run down and thank as well that have been a part of my journey.
Ocho. We only got like a minute. Have you seen the award shows?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. and if they want me to leave, they need to start the music like they do people at the Oscars. Start the music.
They got no music.
Listen, this is a moment, and I need to take advantage of it. Shit.
Now they're gonna be other moments. We're gonna be back next year.
Okay. I'm gonna be sharp too. Hey,
okay.
And one thing people don't get to see often is they don't get to see me in a suit very often. Like, I'm finna be so sharp at the Webby's, it's gonna look like I belong at the Met Gala. That's the kind of sharp I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be number two pencil sharp. You hear me?
Yeah, that's what we gotta get. We gotta get to the Met Gala next year.
Yeah. Oh, boy. But they don't wanna see me at the Met Gala. They don't wanna see me at the Met Gala, boy. You hear me?
Right.
I'm still a show. That's what's going to happen. I don't care what the theme is, because any theme, regardless of theme, I'm going to get into it.
Hell yeah. All right, Ocho, time for our first segment of the night, and it's a news cap. Let's take a listen. We all heard the video of Jimmy Butler trolling the Celtics and the Knicks, saying they'd be at home. Huh? Y'all too late. Check a listen to what Pat Riley had to say and what Jimmy Butler had to say.
Uh-oh.
You know, for him to say that, you know, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut in your criticism of those teams.
Clearly. Now, normally, we don't hear people come out and say things about their star players. That's just Jimmy talking, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
But that ain't what Pat had. That ain't what the Godfather had to say.
Yeah.
Like, if you ain't playing, keep your mouth closed.
Well, that's Pat Riley. That's always been him in general.
Sure.
Listen, any times I've heard him talk, if there's anything that doesn't sit right with him pertaining to his team or something a player on his team is doing, he's been one that has never been known to bite his tongue. That's his ship. Nope. He's the driver of that ship. And he's going to make sure it's known that he is still the driver of that ship, regardless to who is playing on the team. It didn't sit well with him. I'm not sure if him and Jimmy talked about it, assuming based on his answer, they haven't talked about it at all. And I think it was Jimmy just trolling. And I think Pat should know that based on Jimmy's personality.
Pat ain't about that.
Yeah.
Pat ain't about that trolling. Pat ain't about nothing. Being on the court and contributing and helping that team win.
But when you think about it, Jimmy has done just that. So I think I would have been.
What have you done for me lately?
Lately, I knew he was going to say that.
Pat old school. You already know Pat Riley with the Lakers. Pat old school.
He ain't
about that. Oh, you got grace period because you led us to two NBA finals within the last 5 years. Pat don't give a deal about that.
Right. What have you done for me lately?
This year. He had some harsh critiques of Tyler Hero. He said he's fragile.
Right.
Hopefully one year he'll figure it out and he can play all 82.
you know what that is. I mean, listen, Tyler Hero, if you see this, I could have you on the court for 82 straight games and the playoffs, and you won't miss no time. And it all comes down to one thing, one key word, nutrition. Holler at your boy. I get you right. Listen, I'm in Miami right here. I can create your meal plan week to week. On the weekend, you're on your own. The weekends are your cheat days. Holler at your boy.
See, I love Pat Riley.
Yeah.
I love that everybody's going to be held accountable.
Yes, sir.
That's what I wanted to be. I want everybody.
Yes, sir.
From the best to the worst.
Yeah.
That's how you win.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Riley said, you know what? I'll never accept anything in a win I wouldn't in a loss.
Yeah.
We lost. Why are we talking? He like, why are we talking? We lost.
Right.
I don't like you guys talking when we win.
Right.
But why we definitely shouldn't be talking when we lose it. And then it was the guy. And I think it really rubbed Pat the wrong way because Jimmy's injured.
Right.
Bro, you talking to you and him out there. Well, you were for one game.
You think, is this a sign that Jimmy Butler is leaving? If there's a chance?
Well, he want a max contract. And Pat Riley said, didn't Pat say something? He want guys that's going to play, that's going to be healthy to get max money.
Come on, Pat. I mean, come on now. Huh?
But he's not going to trade him. I mean, because look, that's the really
if
the only.
If you're not going to trade him, you're going to have to give him max money. You got to make up your mind. Something got to give. Now, Kevin Durant, if I'm not mistaken.
Kevin Durant was free and didn't go to Miami. So what makes you think you're going to get him now? Kevin Durant's been totally free. He's been totally free twice. When he after OKC, he went to Golden State. After Golden State, he went to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
What makes you think he want to go to Miami now?
Because I talked to him. I talked to KD. And I know KD going to see this. And KD can attest to this. And you can talk about it tomorrow. On First Take, I talked to KD. KD and I had a lengthy conversation. Listen, I'm not into basketball, and people like KD and LeBron and some of these other players that I know, they confided me, and I asked if it was okay to talk about it tonight on Nightcap, and just so happened, boom, it comes up.
Right.
And he said, you know what, he would have no problem coming down to Miami if it made sense. And what pieces the Heat are able to keep and surround him with to make sure they have a chance to be able to continue.
I want Bam. Go team up with Jimmy Butler. I want Bam and Tyler Hero.
Okay. I think that's something that KD will be able to work with. I think so.
Because he's going to want Bam and Tyler Hero to be there.
Knowing what Pat can do is putting together a bench and putting together other pieces. Three other pieces, you know, to make sure we have a chance. And obviously with Spo as the head coach, we will always be able to win with
less. Undersized. The defender?
We were undersized this year too.
And that's why you got home. That's why you went home.
I'm just saying. I'm just telling you, KD gave me his sentiments on how he feels about coming to Miami, and that's what he told me.
I'm just trying to figure out why now. Because he had two other opportunities in his prime to go to Miami.
He's still in his prime.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
We talk about
but why
of
now?
The most prolific scorers of all time. He's still in
you
his
still prime. Haven't told me why now, though.
Oh, I listen, I can ask him. Matter of fact, I can FaceTime him right now, and we can ask him right now. I'm not sure if that's... Look, I don't want to be rude.
I just think the thing is that what the Suns, considering what they don't have any draft capital, they're going to draft compensation, and they're going on players. And knowing Riles, he's not going to be wanting to give that up. He's not going to give up Bam. He's not going to give up Tyler Hero in draft compensation because now it's going to be the same situation you had when Carmelo went to the Knicks.
Right.
By the time he got there, you had done gave up everything in the trade to get him. So now he's left with nothing.
Mm.
A grocery store doesn't do you any good if you don't got anything on the shelves.
Okay, well, you know what? Now that you just said that, and you know that Jimmy's not going anywhere, and the chance of KD coming or not, because the Heat don't have the draft capital to actually get him.
No.
So they're going to have to give Jimmy Butler his max money. Case closed. Yeah. I just saw the riddle. I just saw the problem.
Wimby.
What is Max? What would Max be for Jimmy anyway? Like numbers wise?
Max contract, which means they can give you a fifth year. You go to another team, they can only give you 4 years.
Okay.
So it's basically the fifth year. So probably for Jimmy, it's probably be about what, 5 years? It'll probably be 5 years, 255, 280.
Yeah, that's a nice chunk of change right there.
I think that's what it is, because LeBron can get 3 years at 54. So something around there, somewhere 50, 55. 5 years, probably 275.
I like it.
Well, Ash is looking up that Victor Wembanyama became, Also, because he already has 2 years left on that deal, doesn't he? Oh, his max deal is 2 for $113 because he already has 2 years still to go on that contract.
Ah, so they would just add that 2 for $113 on the back end.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees, all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees, a much bigger range than most grills. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Utilize the smoke boost setting to intensify that smoky flavor. Direct flame cooking creates searing, crisping, and browning. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You'll cook on 2 levels at the same time so you can make enough for everyone, then clean up quick with the pull and clean grease and ash management system at the front of the grill. Cook confidently with intuitive digital controls at the grill and enjoy the sleek, easy-to-use surface. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
Victor Wembanyama became the 6th unanimous Rookie of the Year. He joined other winners. Ralph the 7'4" Samson out of University of Virginia. David Robinson out of the Naval Academy. Blake Griffin out of Oklahoma. Dame Lillard. Where did Dame go to college at? Karl Anthony Towns went to Kentucky, and now Wemby from the Weber State. Is Weber.
Weber.
Pronounce it.
I guarantee it's Weber State.
Weber.
So it's still
List of Rookie of the Year to average 20 points, 3 assists, and 3 blocks. That's Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
Wemby, he averaged 21 points, 11 rebounds, 4 blocks. He's the NBA block leader, most blocks by a rookie in the last 30 seasons. The first rookie to average 20 and 10 since Blake Griffin. The first rookie with 20, 10, and 3 this century, all players. And the first with 250 blocks and 100 made threes.
Woo.
That is Victor Weber. Weber.
What did you use? Did you use Alexa?
I said it.
Did you use Alexa to figure that out?
Because no, I didn't.
I could have swore it was Weber.
Yeah, say it again.
Weber State.
No, it's Weber.
Okay, there's another one then. And we just probably got them confused. It's two different ones.
Yeah, Weber.
Okay. Okay. My bad. Hey, matter of fact, on Wimby winning Rookie of the Year,
yes.
Some of the names that you just called, right?
Yes. Lillard. But those were unanimous. Now, right. Obviously, LeBron won it, AI won it, Michael right. Jordan won it, but it wasn't unanimous. They were unanimous. They got all the first place votes.
Okay. So is Wimby to you the best rookie of the year ever? For statistically, you think? Of everyone that you named that have won it
yes.
unanimously.
Yeah, yeah. Best? Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Young Bull gonna be special, man.
Yeah. Because he could do more than right. any other rookie in the history. Right. But there have been, look, obviously Jordan, who I think was fourth in the league in scoring. Mm-hmm. I think he was sixth in MVP. But when you talk about 20 points, you talk about 11 rebounds, you talk yeah. about 4 blocks, you talk about mm-hmm. 3 assists,
right.
you talk about 100 threes,
mm-hmm.
no rookie has ever been able to do that.
Right.
Now, will he turn out, end up being... Could he be a historically great player? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because of his skill set. Mm-hmm. We haven't had a player that possessed what he possessed.
Right.
To be able to score, to be able to rebound, to be able to block shots, to be able to shoot the three ball.
Shoot, yeah.
No, he we haven't had that. So, yeah, I'll give him his credit. And I go back. Hey, I followed Ralph Sampson when he was in college.
Mm-hmm.
3-time National Player of the Year. He went to the Final Four his freshman season. Outstanding college career. Knees went out on him. And he wasn't the player that many thought he would be. But he had an outstanding rookie season. They ended up getting the first overall pick the next year, which was Hakeem Olajuwon in 84. They go to the NBA Finals in 86. That team, the Twin Towers, face the Celtics and they lose in 6. So with that being said, yeah, I think Wemby, because of the tools and what he possessed,
right.
we've never seen a rookie. Could David Robinson score like this? Yeah. Could he rebound yeah. like this? Block shots? Yeah.
He can't but put he the ball shoot on the floor. Like he can't put nah. the ball on the floor like that either.
Shaq was another one.
Yeah.
But Shaq wasn't unanimous because I think Alonzo Mourning got some of those votes.
Mm.
Because I think Alonzo Mourning was third. Because Sean Bradley was second in the second pick in the draft.
Right.
But Wemby had an outstanding rookie season, and I think he's going to have more great seasons to come. CBS Sports ranked the AFC teams entering this season. Obviously, we know who number one is, the defending champs, 2-time yep. defending champs.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens was 2. The Bills were 3. The Jets was 4. The Bengals 5. Texans 6. Browns 7, Dolphins 8, Jags 9, Chargers 10, Steelers 11, and so forth and so on. You like that? You see this on the screen? You like that list? You like how?
1 and 2 make sense. 4, what are we doing? Explain that to me going into the season. Is it simply because Aaron Rodgers is there? We haven't seen any sample size of what he's going to do in New York yet at all. So I'm guessing they're living on the past where that comes into play. Actually, I would move the Jets down a little lower. I would put, excuse me for doing this. I would put the Bengals at 4 and I would put the Texans right behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Or if anything, I take the Dolphins and bring the Dolphins up a little higher as well based on what they've been able to do. But most of the time, you know, it's happened so many times, especially for the Dolphins when it comes to the postseason. Anytime it's cold weather game, they just don't show up. They cool. just don't show up. But they are much more deserving than being at number 8, especially having the Cleveland Browns in front of them. who had a good run when Joe Flacco was there. Everything else after 92. That, I
wasn't
okay
Mutombo in the draft. Shaq came out in 92 because Weber came out in 93.
Like, why are the Jets even in this mix in general? Like, what are we doing?
Who's number two? Mutombo?
Yeah, Chiefs.
Is that was number two behind Shaq? What year did what did Bradley come out? What draft was Bradley in? 93?
Raiders.
Behind who? Oh, 93 was Chris Webber. Chris Webber, okay.
Bills. Okay.
So you got a problem. You think, you got really no problem with the first three. You got Chiefs, Ravens, Bills. Believe the Texans should be, you believe the Bengals should be the four, Bengals should be five, and you want to leave the, put the Browns at six, Dolphins at seven? Or
put the Dolphins at seven. Put the Dolphins at seven. Put the Dolphins at seven. Okay. I mean, I'm not sure why the Jets are that high. Now, obviously, I know they have Aaron Rodgers, so we're expecting them to play well. So I could see why CBS Sports had them ranked so high, but we haven't seen anything yet from Aaron Rodgers or the offensive line, or if they're going to be able to hold up and block for him this year and not have him running for his life. But no, the Browns, the Dolphins are in front of the Browns.
Dolphins in front of the Browns. Okay. So you like Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Bengals, Texans.
Yeah.
Dolphins, yeah. Browns.
Okay. Yes. There we go. I like that order.
Jets.
I like that order.
Now you're putting the Jets. So the Jets are going to be somewhere around 8-9.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Cowboys, EVP, Executive Vice President, Stephen Jones says it's a priority to get a new contract done with Dak, and he believes Dak can win a Super Bowl in Dallas. I totally think Dak can lead us to a championship. He does everything the right way. He's certainly the leader of this football team. He keeps everybody motivated in the offseason. He's got everybody working out and doing all the things that it takes to put the work to give yourself an opportunity to win a championship. We've had some tough breaks and tough games there in the postseason, but we won 12 games 3 years in a row. Doesn't matter. I think the right at the top in terms of teams done over 3 year period. We're hanging around the rim. We've just got to get up there and grab it, to use a basketball term, and dunk it in. We're hanging around the rim. We just got to get the job done. But he said he blamed the salary cap on the reason why they wouldn't pursue Derrick Henry. So you didn't have money. Derrick Henry signed a 2-year deal for $8 million. Right. But somehow you're going to look up under your mattress and you're going to find possibly a 3-year deal for another $150, $160 million for Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
Are you confused? Am I the only one confused by this?
I mean, a little bit. I think that just they didn't want to pursue him. I think they don't want to say that. You know, they're going to play the game. I think they already had an idea about Ezekiel Elliott coming back, knowing that he was done up in New England, and bringing him back. And what's going to happen is they knew they can get Ezekiel Elliott for a lower price as opposed to Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And when the numbers will show when Zeke signs. I'm not sure if he has signed yet or not, but the numbers will show that it would be nothing to the extent of what Derrick Henry would warrant in command, as far as what the Ravens paid him. So yeah, that's a money game. Obviously, knowing that they have CD to pay, they got Micah to pay, and they have Dak Prescott to pay. It's a lot of Brink trucks that are getting ready to back up over there in Dallas.
Well, how are you gonna pay them? Michael Parsons wants max money. He saw the money that Myles Garrett got.
Right.
He just saw the money that Stone Cold, that Chris Jones got.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah,
Chris Jones is at like $32 million a year.
Yeah,
you asked. That's what Michael's gonna want.
How they're gonna do it? Oh, they're gonna be able to do it. That,
okay.
Hey, listen,
CeeDee Lamb, look, CD, these three top receivers, JJ, yeah. Chase, and CD.
CD, yeah.
They just waiting on one of the others to do yeah. it.
Somebody,
they
somebody
don't wanna, got, I don't want to set the market, Ocho. I don't want to set the market.
Right. Somebody got to go first.
I don't want to go first. Go. So when they call my agent, tell them, hey, tell them we good.
Mm. Oh, that's
nah, good. You're not finna use my contract, Ocho. You're not finna use my contract.
Right. I mean, it's listen, at one of them at some point, because you want to be in training camp, obviously I'm not sure if they're in at the offseason program, training and getting ready. But that trigger, somebody gonna have to pull the trigger and say, you know what? It is what it is. This is a blessing for me. This is the biggest deal I'm gonna get. So I wanna make sure this deal is right. Based on their age, they're gonna be right back to the table again, barring injury. You know, they're gonna be right back to the table again in maybe another 3 years if they're consistent in their play and continue to play at a high level. So you might as well just get it done, get it out of the way. And even if you do set the market, the person that leapfrogs you is not gonna leapfrog you by that much. Not it, all by that much.
It all depends on where you stop at. Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
In order for the market to keep going, somebody's going to have to jump Tyreek. Now, Tyreek has had the number one pay for 2 years now, Ocho.
Right, right, right.
So if everybody keeps going up under Tyreek, the market doesn't move.
Right.
So you're going to have to get somebody to leapfrog it.
Yeah.
Now, once he leapfrogs him, I got to leapfrog you, and then the other guy go leapfrog me. That's how you keep the market moving.
Market going, yeah.
If you notice how the quarterback market continuously grows, you see how they do that, Ojo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the funny thing about it, with the market, especially the receiver market, these are players that are worthy of shifting the market anyway.
Yeah.
So there's really no argument.
If they don't set it, who's going to set it in the next couple of years?
Nah. Ain't nothing out there right now to set it.
Oh, Puka. Puka said, hey, y'all going to do that thing now? Don't shortchange me. Oh, Puka said, I need that.
Yeah. He coming to get it now. He definitely coming to get it.
So that's where we're at.
Yeah.
OBJ said he chose the Dolphins over the Chiefs and the Bills. After he signed with the Dolphins, it was revealed that OBJ thought about joining the Chiefs and the Bills. Mm-hmm. According to Jeremy Fowler, Odell picked Miami because of head coach Mike McDaniel.
Mm.
Odell Beckham is betting big on McDaniel unlocking him. He wants to produce and still wants to get prime targets. He feels like the Dolphins can help him get there. Now, had an upside package, a little $8 million.
Mm-hmm.
So they came to a sweet spot in the negotiation. Where some of the other teams in the mix, I was told Kansas City was appealing to Odell, Buffalo as well. But in the end, he believes this offense can help.
I think, personally. Yes, sir.
I like Mike McDaniel.
But
who you think going to unlock your potential the most? Andy Reid and win championships. Andy Reid, you get to play with Patrick Mahomes,
right.
Tua, or Josh Allen. Which one you choosing, Ocho?
I mean, if I was in Odell's situation, I would have picked playing for Andy Reid and playing with
Tua,
with
Travis Kelce.
But again, you have to understand, at the end of the day, the compensation that I'm receiving, it needs to be on par. And obviously, I think the package that the Dolphins were giving is a little better from a money standpoint. So, but I like what Odell is saying. He's saying all the right things. The targets, we just talked about this the other night, where I argued down that the potential that can be unlocked in showing that Odell still has the ability to play like he's in his prime, even though he was be considered the number three behind two of the greats in the game today. And we're going to see that. I think this year, you'll see that Odell will have the targets. He will be able to do more based on the position and opportunity that he's given to show that he can still play at a high level. And I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine. Even though he's not playing with Mahomes and Andy Reid.
This is why I would have went to Kansas City. Rashid Rice going to be suspended.
Right.
Who's going to get those catches, Ocho? So instead of being a word about number two, you're going to be number one. Or instead of being number three, you're going to be number two. For at least, he might get suspended 6 games.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
yeah,
6 games.
Again, the money, Unc. The money. You know what it is. You know what it's about at the end of the day now. Come on, you know how we are.
I mean, but here's the thing. The money is, he only getting $3 million. He with the incentives, it can go to $8 million. He's not making $8 million with incentives. I mean, with the base.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but he want to hit those incentives, and I think he has a good chance to hit those incentives in Miami.
Okay.
Guess who's gonna get? You know, man. You know, Mike gonna take care of him now. You know, Tua gonna take care of him. You know, Reek and Waddle gonna get theirs. They gonna get theirs regardless. But I'm just saying, the opportunities are going to present themselves.
You like your chances,
for Odell to eat.
You like your chances better getting reaching those numbers with Reek and Waddle or Rashee Weiss being suspended, Xavier Worthy of being a rookie, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney. You tell me, which do you think you'd be at a better chance of getting your number? Rashee Rice, let's just say for the sake of argument, he suspended the first 4 to 6 weeks of the season.
Right.
Xavier Worthy is a rookie. Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, Travis Kelce.
You're missing the one thing that matters, the money at the end of the day.
He done made money. I thought he wanted a championship.
Come on now. He got
well, he got a championship.
He got one already. The money is what matters right now. We want the money. And the money looks better over there in Miami. And you know, we ain't got no state tax. And in Miami, we got Tootsies. Huh?
Ran later for that.
Come on now.
Man, for an opportunity to play with Mahomes, I'm going to Mahomes.
He had the championship.
Hold on. I'm just trying to figure it out. What do guys not? When Brady was in New England, guys were taking less money to go do what? Because there was an opportunity to do what, Ocho?
Win a championship.
How about you tell the people? Tell the people at home.
Did you not just hear me? The man has a ring already, huh?
The man got money already.
He want more money.
Man, $3 million. I mean, $3 million base.
That's a lot of money, man. People out here starving. Ain't got
Ocho,
no money.
We're not talking about people out there. We're talking about athletes. We're talking about NFL. So stop.
Okay. Well, he want more money. He want more. He got money. He want more. And the better package deal was what Mike McDaniels and the Dolphins offered. And brother Stephen Ross.
Steve Ross.
That's all. That's what all it come down to. I mean, listen, you can't eat them rings. Them ring, you can't eat them.
No.
It's cute, nice little decoration for your finger. You can't do nothing with that.
The Volume.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.